As a business owner, it's important to keep your business connected. Spectrum Business is committed to keeping your business online whenever and wherever you need us, all backed by the Spectrum Commitment. Get fast, reliable internet starting at $40 per month when bundled, or level up your internet speed and get a 3-year price guarantee. Learn how Spectrum Business can help your business stay connected at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tea Clinic. One visit can change your life. Men's Tea Clinic offers a variety of men's wellness programs to help you meet your goals and keep you as strong as you've ever been. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEA today or visit mensteaclinic.com. That's mensteaclinic.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
KNC Masterpiece right here on 105.3 The Fan. It has been a huge week for the Dallas Wings, and right now we bring on their general manager and executive vice president, Kurt Miller. Good afternoon, sir.
Great to be with you.
Now, it has been a tough year for Metroplex basketball fans. Can you promise that you will not trade Paige Bueckers in the next year for a poor return?
I can absolutely promise that. We really excited to have a generational talent in Paige Bueckers coming to Dallas.
Now, you talked about it leading up to the event that it was like Christmas morning. And I know it's not just because of Paige. It was the draft in general. How do you guys feel about especially the rest of the draft before we dive back into more about Paige?
Yeah, it was an exciting night for us. We had 5 picks. We had the first and the last pick of the first round, so 1 and 12. We had an early second round pick at 14, so we had 3 picks in the top 14. And the way we came out of free agency with trades and signings, 12 and 14 both have a real legitimate chance to make the roster. So we had spent a lot of time in our draft prep over the last few months really trying to prepare for all the scenarios that would present itself on draft night at 12 and 14. So just really excited overall with our draft class. Feel like we really answered a lot of needs that we needed coming into camp. And now we have one of the most competitive camps I've been going to be involved with in over a decade of the WNBA. It's going to be a brutal fight for those last few roster spots, but we're excited about what we've put together.
My wife and kids were very interested in the social media aspect of the draft and all the pictures and the videos that were coming out from it. And all you, in the years that you've spent, how much has the draft changed from the first time you experienced one to what it is now?
Yeah, absolutely. The viewership, the eyes are just at an all-time high over the last 2 years. I think you've seen the numbers and the following of the draft and how much the 25 draft dominates the viewership compared to 23. Obviously, last year was the largest in the history of the draft in terms of viewership, and with Caitlin Clark and Angel Reese and Cameron Brink and Rakia Jackson and company all coming in last year. Understand it was a tremendous draft class also last year.
With what you have in Arike and how phenomenal she is at scoring, how does this change or maybe amplify what y'all can do offensively, and how do you build around Paige?
Yeah, she's just such a generational talent, an unselfish superstar. She really gets her teammates involved, but she has that uncanny ability to take over when you need her to. And so let those two play off of each other. Arike, with the ball in her hands, Paige is one of the most efficient players to ever play the collegiate game, being off the ball. Paige with the ball in her hands. Now Arike is off the ball, more attention than ever on Paige. allows for easier opportunities for Arike. Well documented, a lot of people are talking about it. As talented as Arike is, she had the most unassisted baskets made in the league last year. And so the pieces that we've added in free agency, now adding Paige, we just believe is going to make everybody's job easier, but certainly Arike. So much has been asked of her to go playmake and make her own shot creation. So we're excited about the pieces that we've added around her.
And one of the things that Paige said on draft night, it's not a rebuild. It's just a rebuild from where we are. And we can get to some of that that goes beyond just the team on the court. I'm excited for the things to come, but I feel like we need to reflect just a little bit on how far the team has to go from what was a brutal season last year.
Yeah, certainly 2 years ago, a semifinal team last year in large part, in some ways, due to injuries. You see at the bottom of the standings across the league last year, some of the teams that were decimated by injuries. Dallas was one of those and didn't have a very healthy year. So we're excited about the reset. We're calling it a reset. We're excited about free agency now, a successful draft night. There's just so much momentum right now. A revamped front office, a new coaching staff. There's just a lot of momentum around the Wings right now. And Dallas needed it. They needed a shot in the arm. Paige coming in Dallas at this moment can't be better for our area with all the basketball fans. And so really excited for the fans to come out and see the new Wings team this year.
So, and I'm really fascinated by that answer because I totally get it, where you're not necessarily in direct competition with the Mavericks, but you could make an argument that all of the teams in the Metroplex are competing for like fans, eyeballs and dollars and everything like that. Is it safe to assume then that you see some of the disgruntled fan base from the Mavericks and the pick of a generational player as an opportunity to grow y'all's footprint even more?
I'll just say that I'm excited about the Wings and the Mavs fans turning into year-round basketball fans, and knowing that there's such a great product over in Arlington at the College Park Center with the Dallas Wings, with our move, you know, in the horizon, truly into Dallas with a new practice facility and a renovated downtown arena. I'm just excited to captivate basketball fans in the DFW area. And it transitions from the Mavs right to the Wings. And we earn more and more of that dual fanship. We have a great fan base ourselves, and season tickets sold out, you know, 4 or 5 months before even the start of the season. And that's before we've our draft class and all the excitement leading into this series. So I'm not worried about the disgruntled fans. I'm worried about the basketball fans jumping on the Wings now as we build something very special.
That's a smart thing to do. Dallas Wings GM and EVP Kurt Miller joined us here on the KNC Masterpiece on 105.3 The Fan. I am kind of curious about we saw Paige signed a deal with Unrivaled. And I was, how do y'all feel about that and what they are and how that fits into what the Wings are and the WNBA is building?
Yeah, for someone that's been in the league over a decade, just watching year after year our players finish with their WNBA season and within weeks immediately into their international seasons, and watching players leave family and loved ones and chasing that career overseas, it's so nice now to have another opportunity for at least our core best players in the league, and the new Unrivaled League and the success that it had in year one just gives our players an opportunity to stay home. It's only a 10-week long league, but that league allows players not to have to go overseas. And so I think it's truly, truly beneficial for our players. And I think as the new CBA comes on, they'll have a choice because, you know, in the future, we'll be playing under a new CBA, and it will be interesting to see how this all plays out. But, you know, excited for Paige that she doesn't have to go from a long collegiate championship season right into a WNBA season and then potentially right over to Turkey or right over to China. So, you know, I'm excited for her to be able to stay in the States in the off season and continue to train and continue to get better basketball wise.
Now, you talked about the new CBA coming up, and obviously you have been, whether it's coach or strictly front office, you've been all over this league for a long time. How important is this next CBA and potentially, hopefully, I would assume, turning a profit in the league for the first time?
Yeah, I'm excited to see how it all plays out. You know, we can't talk about the specifics of the CBA, but I'm really, really excited about where women's basketball is, our viewership. For someone that between the Division I level coaching and then coaching for a decade in the WNBA, someone that's been involved with women's basketball 35 years, the product always has been great. And I'll be bullish on that and tell you that once we get people in the arenas, typically we can hook them. But more eyes came on the WNBA more than ever last year, and the viewership, the fanship, the numbers that are on TV right now are just at an all-time high for women's basketball. So I love the momentum. I just want to keep building on it, and just so excited to see where this is going to go into the future.
Well, how cool is it that one of the places it's going to go, June 27th? I know it's more than just this, but Caitlin versus Paige is, you know, kind of driving it. The fact that that game's going to be at the American Airlines Center.
Yeah, excited about that game being moved over there. Tickets are flying, you know, flying out the door. We anticipate a sellout. It's going to be a special night. Obviously, it will be billed as the first time that Paige and Caitlin have matched up against each other in the WNBA, but there's certainly more. Two of the most successful offseason teams were Indiana and Dallas in free agency and trades, and Indiana's been building out of the ashes just a few years ago. It'd be a return game for Nelissa Smith, who was drafted by Indiana, is now back in Texas, and it will be, you know, her first time playing against the team that drafted her and where she started so successfully her career. You know, it's just so many side stories in this game, but what a great opportunity for the Dallas community and fans to come out to the AAC and see that big matchup.
Well, the buzz is definitely there. It's been there all week for sure after the pick and leading into the pick. We appreciate you jumping on with us very much, good sir.
I appreciate it. Look forward. Training camp right around the corner.
Let's go.
There you go. Dallas Wings GM and EVP Kurt Miller. A couple things about that American Airlines Center game. Vivid Seats says that the average ticket price right now for that game is $449.
Mm-hmm.
And
good gosh.
StubHub says that sales of Dallas Wings tickets this week are up 11 times over where they were.
Is that good?
I mean, if you're in that business, honestly, if you're a ticket reseller, maybe it's been a huge week for I can see how it's been a huge week.
But that's awesome.
Absolutely. So big, big time stuff happening for the Dallas Wings. Now, if we have just a second, I wanted to throw out another thing. Did you see that Lee Corso, I know you did, is going to sign off from College Game Day? He's going to be there for one more appearance in August.
Just one more appearance, not like a whole another season?
No, okay. just one more appearance. And he turns 90 like right before that appearance. I don't remember his birthday. It's in August somewhere. And so he's going to do one more appearance in August to wrap it up. In terms of pop culture impact, it feels like he is really high up there for college football.
What a run, man. Seriously, what a run in the last 15 years. Been amazing.
This season, a new hot deal has arrived at Metro. $25 a line for 4 lines with all the data you need and 4 free Samsung Galaxy A15 5G phones. Getting Metro's best deals is easy. No ID required, no activation fees. Get a new number or keep your own. It's up to you. That's 4 lines for $25 a line plus 4 free phones. Visit a store or go online today. Only at Metro by T-Mobile.
When you join Metro plus tax, for a limited time and subject to change. Max 1 offer per account.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
If you have health insurance, you might be able to see a personal dietitian for $0 out of pocket. Nourish connects you with a dietitian that fits your needs, covered by your insurance. Nourish accepts hundreds of insurance plans, and 94% of patients pay $0 out of pocket. Meet with your dietitian online and message them anytime through the Nourish app. With hundreds of five-star reviews from real patients, you know you're in good hands. Find your dietitian at usenourish.com. That's usenourish.com.
Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out. Indecision. Overthinking. Second-guessing every choice you make. In. Plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out. Beige on beige on beige. Ugh. In. Knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today.
Remember the when I started really diving into college football was shortly after high school, and he would tick me off so many times when he'd pick against OU, and I was like, that's when I got it.
Yeah.
I was like, oh, I understand what he does, and he drives it, and it was fun. It was entertaining. He built that, man. It was a lot of fun.
Do you think they'll keep doing the mascot heads, or do you think that will wrap up with him?
I don't know. I think they'll probably keep it alive in some way.
Okay.
Or maybe they'll just bring some mascots through. I don't know exactly how, but I feel like you got to keep that going in some way, shape, or form.
Not so fast, my friends. Love that line right there. We're the KNC Masterpiece right here on 105.3 The Fan. Coming up next, for the first time ever, we're going to try this. Are you ready? The Mavs, Stars, and Rangers Super Segment all together. Plus the return of the moral compass. All of it next right here on The Fan.
Meanwhile, the Mavs this quarter, 5 of 6 from three. Williams has 2 triples. Thompson with his 4th. Klay Thompson catching fire.
Hell yeah, the Dallas Mavericks are victorious.
Dude, some of those shots that Klay was shooting last night,
impressive.
It looked like it didn't even touch his hand before he released it.
You know what? Outside of the threes, the one that I really liked is when he just went straight to the bucket and breezed by somebody and made an easy layup. And I was like, okay.
Yeah, it was that kind of night
for
them.
More than that.
It definitely was. And defensively, I thought he gave great effort, you know, getting loose balls and rebounds too.
So the Mavericks win the 9-10 matchup. They move on tomorrow night against the Grizzlies, with the winner getting the number 8 seed in the actual playoffs. This is going to be the Stars, Mavericks, Rangers Super Segment.
What?
Which team? Oh, we got content. Which team would you like to start with?
Since we have updated news about the Stars, I think we should go with the Dallas Stars.
More of the schedule is out, and the NHL does not think the Stars are going to make it very far.
They hate us.
Because they've only released the first 4 games. I actually think that is pretty
standard.
That's
usually what they do.
That's standard protocol to see where all the other series are at going into it and everything.
Yeah, and it is kind of crazy that if they were to get to a game 6, that's draft night, isn't it? Or hold on, no.
No.
Okay, we're not playing on draft night.
Okay, good.
We're not playing on draft night, so that's good for us.
Or tonight, draft 101 at the studio.
Draft 101, not doing that either, so that's good for all of us, and I like that. Kevin, Saturday, April 19th, 8:30, right here in Dallas.
Okay. It's not 7:30?
Eastern.
Ah. But realistically, I think it's part of a doubleheader.
10 o'clock.
So, no, I was going to say like 7:45 or 8, okay. Maybe.
Monday, April 21st, 9:30 Eastern.
We live in the central time zone.
Fine. I'll do the breaking currency change, whatever
exchange
it is.
Rate.
Yeah, the exchange
it's
rate
back.
On time.
Yes.
Wednesday, April 23rd, 8:30 in Colorado.
Okay.
And then Saturday, April 26th, 8:30 in Colorado for those who like central times.
Are you concerned, though, that game one is during night one of WrestleMania?
Not at all.
How? What?
Not for me. I'm
You're just going to DVR the hockey game?
Yeah.
And watch the... I get you. I got what
guys,
you're saying.
Guys, the Point. Most important thing that night is the Stars game.
Keeping the title on Gunther. Yeah.
No. I got you. No. Hold on. Did you say WrestleMania?
Yeah, night one.
That's already?
Night one.
It's already happening?
Night two is on Easter.
Why is it on 2 days?
Because it's so popular.
Is it?
Yeah. Yes.
Where is it?
This
if it's so
in
popular, shouldn't I know where it is?
It's in Las Vegas.
Nobody's really been talking about
Where's
that.
Where's the NFL draft this year?
You know what I've
year?
Heard more
Where's
about?
Where's the NFL draft this year?
Nashville, I bet. Is it in Nashville?
It's Green Bay.
What?
See?
Why? I'm just joking.
But my point I'm is, if it's that popular.
The most popular thing is draft 101.
It's true.
That's the most popular thing. And then Pluckers, where Alec will be. It's City View. He gets to see the whole city. Kevin mm-hmm. will be in Dallas and I'll be in Allen. And there are other people out there too.
If you're being really honest, let's be honest here, more people will watch WrestleMania on Saturday.
Than the Stars?
Than the Stars and Avalanche.
I mean, that's probably true. But not, I wonder about the percentage of people in Dallas and Colorado. Do you think it'll still be the other way?
Yes, I do.
So we should not be talking any Stars anymore and just talk wrestling.
No, we should be talking wrestling. But that's just two nights. So for the Stars, we'll continue this quest for at least the next four games until the season is over. At least that's what the insiders say.
Is wrestling, let's say Monday night Raw or sure. whatever, is it still on Mondays?
Yes.
Okay. Friday night, SmackDown. Do those get as much love then as
yeah,
WrestleMania?
They get millions of viewers, but the social media traction is just different because I think more people go out of their way to watch this. I always remember it was an old Bill Simmons column where he was watching WrestleMania and his wife walked in and goes, "Oh God, you paid for this, didn't you?" And I always thought it was funny because like for some people that is appointment viewership. Gotcha. For the Stars and the Avalanche, they have extended out their advantage in this series per the betting odds. Colorado is now a -155. And the Stars are +135. If you wanted me to break that down more simplistically in terms of percentage, no problem. That is an implied probability of 56.5% that Colorado wins this series versus 43.5% for Dallas, despite the fact that Dallas has home ice advantage.
Okay.
This is extended out in like the last 4 days because it was pretty much dead even.
Well, I'm going to have to get better net minding. Have
That's
to get
true.
Defense.
Also true. Better puck handling.
Yeah, got to get better passing. Got to get better scoring. I feel like there's a lot of stuff we got to do before this Colorado game.
Now consider this, though.
Fortunately, we got a lot of time to fix it all.
These are the two most favored teams to be in the Stanley Cup Final out of the West. So if you look at the betting odds right now.
And we got to meet them in the first round.
Yes.
Because we couldn't finish number one overall, huh?
Exactly. Carolina leads the way. They're 7.5-1, along with Colorado. Then the Stars are at 8-1. So the Stars are tied for third, but the team that they play in the first round is the only West team ahead of them. Now, if you take a look, you go all the way down past Vegas, past Edmonton, and then you get to Winnipeg. Winnipeg is 10-1. So the Stars, even despite just this horrid run into the playoffs, they have better betting odds to win the Stanley Cup than the Winnipeg Jets, because Winnipeg is cursed by the President's Trophy.
Right. That's exactly how that goes. Well, if the Stars have been sandbagging us this whole time, which you know I'm a big believer in that,
yes,
even though I'm
usually
wrong about it, then it's good we get to get Colorado, the toughest team, out of the way.
Yeah.
You know, like that's a positive. You get them out of the way and say, all right, we juiced it. We're ready to rock now.
If they beat Colorado, I will think they'll beat Winnipeg. Now, it's possible they wouldn't play Winnipeg, but most likely.
Last year, it was going to be the toughest road anybody's ever gone through to get
to the
title.
It's going
to
be that again, because then you're probably going to loop back around and maybe play Vegas again. So
You know what? We pulled a Vegas.
Yeah.
We're bringing back all our players in the playoffs now.
Actually, yes. You already saw that with Sagan. You're about to see that with Miro. And
stick that in your slot machines.
From the 214, somebody said fire Pete DeBoer. Look, if they lose if they lose in the first round, I think that is going to happen.
I don't disagree with you, but I just say let's try and get through
this
first.
Hopefully, we won't need to worry about it.
Let's try and do this first.
Absolutely. All right. You want Rangers next, or do you want the Mavs?
Let's rock out some Rangers here, Kevin.
All right. For the Rangers, we are going to power rank the power rankings.
Ooh, I like it.
Where do you think that the Texas Rangers are in the power rankings? I want you to ponder that. We will get to that in just a minute. Yes, or Samantha Ponder. In the meantime, who is the worst baseball team in all of the major leagues?
It has to be the Colorado Rockies. They have the worst record and they have the worst run differential on the planet.
Does it, Alec?
I'm going to agree.
Good decision. Colorado is number 30.
We did it.
AKA dead last in the power rankings. They have undertaken? I don't know. Chicago, who has rocketed up from 30 to 29 in the standings. Or they just...
That's not a rocket, Kevin.
They just switched places. So now Colorado's the worst, and the White Sox are like, hey, give us a minute. We'll get back there.
And the Pirates are like, look, we have less fans than both of y'all.
True.
Because they're all working
in the
steel
mill. Yeah, we do. Yeah, we need to fire that game up. And by the way, it's going to be a barn burner because it's the 28th ranked Pirates against the 27th ranked Nationals at 11:30 is when the game started.
In the morning.
Yes. I guess there was 12:30. All right.
Eastern.
That's right. Who is number one in your baseball rankings?
In the rankings or in my heart?
In your rankings. You know, I don't care about your heart. I just don't.
I'm going to die of a heart attack and he's going to be standing there.
Okay, then I'll care.
Never cared about Corey's heart
I guess I should have gone back. I don't care about people's sports hearts when it comes to making predictions. Like, give me a prediction of what you actually think is going to happen. Like, look, right now, what's your prediction for the Stanley Cup? Oh, I hope the Stars win. Yeah, no kidding. But what do you actually think is going to happen?
I'm looking at the standings, and I do believe the Padres have the edge over the Dodgers and the Giants right now. Okay. So I'm going to go with the Padres.
Go with the Padres. Alec, you did a good job last time confirming Corey's thoughts. Would you like to confirm this thought or go out on your own?
Big baseball can't win this time. It's the San Diego Padres taking over number one.
Ladies and gentlemen, the Los Angeles Dodgers are second. They have fallen from the top slot, and they have ceded it to the San Diego Padres, who are number one. And as has been the case all year, look at this power ranking. We talked about this going into the season. Number one, Padres. Two, Dodgers. Three, Mets. Four, Giants. Five, Phillies. Six, Cubs.
Holy cow.
Those are all National League teams.
Jeez, man.
So we move all the way down to seven. So where do you think the Rangers belong now? All six of the seven top teams are National League teams.
They belong at seven.
Okay.
If you're saying that about the National League teams, then I will say they belong at seven. I still feel like they are at the top of the West, or not the West, but the American League, which I think is weak.
I mean, they are at the top of the West and tied for the best record in the American League.
I think the American League's weak this year.
That is very fair. Alec? You're two for two in voting with Corey. Would you like to make it three for three?
I think I need to stray away this time. I think big baseball is a little down on the Rangers still compared to that. I still think they're a top 10 team. I'm going to say right at 10.
Okay. The New York Yankees are number seven. in all of the lands.
Okay, so the Rangers are tied with them.
True.
At the top of the...
So they should be the next American League team, right?
Absolutely.
All right, let's go to the Arizona Diamondbacks at 8, and then the Detroit Tigers at 9. The Detroit Tigers, of course, have a worse record than the Texas Rangers, but this is power rankings, not just who has the best record. The Rangers fell from 7 to 10. Alec Medford was correct. But look at this. If you were to look at the offensive numbers for this team, the Rangers would make zero sense. Three of their key guys, Semien, Peterson, and Berger, all carry on-base percentages of .220 or lower. And the deep lineup of mashers really hasn't come together. But the starting pitching has a rotation ERA of 3.45, which is seventh best in the major leagues.
Seventh?
Seventh.
That feels like it should be better than that, honestly.
Well, I mean, and keep in mind, like, it's seventh, and you lost Bradford,
yeah.
Gray, Leiter. Like, that's pretty dang good, man.
Yeah, that is pretty impressive what they've... And you feel pretty confident most of that rotation right now.
Yes, and honestly, I do.
Quite honestly, I feel confident in the bullpen right now, too.
That's fair.
Like, I know I had some thoughts on Luke Jackson going into the season, and here we are with Luke Jackson... Feeling like every time he goes out there, I'm comfortable. It's not all strikeouts.
Sure.
But it is outs, and that's what's necessary, and I'm feeling good there.
All right, you guys ready to transition back over to the Mavericks?
Yes.
Okay. So, bad news first. The Mavericks woefully underachieved this year. You probably already knew that. But they had the fifth biggest drop-off in actual wins versus predicted wins from Vegas. Vegas had them at 49.5, and they only won 39. So they dropped 10.5. Better than Philly.
Dude.
Better than New Orleans.
Seems like Adelson and Dumont knew what they were doing messing with Vegas, huh?
Huh. Kind so you think, man.
All these bets were put in, and they were like, hey, trade the big guy, and then we'll see.
I do not believe the Adelsons are allowed to gamble since they're in the casino business.
You might be right, but they know how to make some moves that can change gambling.
That's a good point, man. What, you know what?
They affected that.
I hadn't even considered the idea that they went so hard on the under.
They had some debts.
For the Dallas Mavericks.
They just told their debtors, they were like, hey, look, bet the under on the Mavs wins this year, and you're going to be fine, and we'll call it even.
Now,
I don't want to accuse it. I really don't want to like throw that accusation out there in BC. That was a joke.
Now, we're going to get to the positive news in a second, but I have one more bit of negative news for you.
Can I ask you something real quick before we move on regarding the Mavericks and their under this year? Would you agree that of all the teams that suffered a change this year, it's pretty surprising that the Mavericks got a play-in win?
Yes. Oh,
considering
for sure.
How
and a dominant one at that.
Most teams would have just folded, given up on the season, and changed everything, and somehow they were able to still be here and get a win.
Look, I know a lot of people might not agree with this. I do not think that they'll agree with the first part. I do not think the Mavericks are going to win tomorrow. I think there's an argument against the Mavericks winning tomorrow in terms of long-term future of this team. However, if we're talking about this on Monday, that they're ready to roll and probably already played game one against Oklahoma City, I will be impressed that despite this S burger of a season, that they have come back and won back-to-back road games to be in the real playoffs.
Absolutely. I'm very shocked at the way this thing has kind of worked out for them.
Now, they've been installed as 6.5-point underdogs for tomorrow night against Memphis. Let's go to NBA Central, where one anonymous NBA executive, and you can understand why you would want to be anonymous on this, said that they were glad, they really hope that the Mavericks keep Nico in charge because, quote, it's always good to have a desperate GM out there.
Dang, dude. That
is not the most ringing endorsement that you're likely to hear.
You know, we were making jokes about the Giants. There are teams that you feel you can make jokes about because they're the ones that are making the bad moves.
Right.
And most GMs know. What's the saying from Rounders? If you sit down at the table and you don't know who the sucker is, the sucker's you.
Exactly.
And everybody knows that everybody feels like the sucker is Nico at the moment.
And I don't feel like this is really stepping out on too much of a limb to say right now, I think the Mavericks front office is viewed as a joke.
I don't disagree. Around the league?
Yes.
Around the league,
not by the fans. I know how the fans feel, but by the rest of the league, I think they are viewed right now as a joke. All right. positive news. Positive, positive, positive. Shams Charania, in addition to throwing out that it was Patrick Dumont who insisted on the secretive nature of the press conference for Nico Harrison, Shams also said...
How we'd do it in Vegas. We just get one of those little poker rooms to
take him in the back room. I get it. They said that the anticipation for the Mavericks is that Kyrie will be opted into the next year of his deal and be back in action by January. All right. Now, I think this would be a big deal because, look, this whole thing kind of stands or falls on the injury concerns about the Mavericks. I think that's the issue that Nico has with everyone right now. It's like, you didn't get to see the real version of the team I wanted. So,
but what if they win a championship without him? Do you just move on? You go, we didn't even need him.
Okay.
I know this is a ridiculous hypothetical.
I will tell you this. I will tell you this. And I know plenty of people are going to disagree and probably be mad. If the Mavericks somehow won the championship this year, by the way, you can get between 500 and 750 to one on that. Then that proves that Nico was right.
Yep.
And that's a fact. That doesn't mean you have to like it. That doesn't mean you have to support the way it went down, any of that. But if the Mavericks went on probably the most improbable championship run in the history of basketball this year, and they won the title, that means Nico's right. Mm-hmm. If they win the title next year and Luka and the Lakers do not, I still think that proves he was right.
Mm-hmm. No, I'm right there with you, man.
I don't know if I think that will happen.
When you talk about this was right, who the Pelicans coach? I saw a story this morning that said that he lost the room whenever he called his team soft after multiple 40-point losses. And my friend on Twitter was like, so he was right? Like,
yeah. So that means your team is soft and you need to get those people the hell out of
here.
Now, again, I think there is, I told you, I didn't make the odds, but between 500 and 750 to 1 that the Mavericks would win the championship this year. How they could look next year if Kyrie really is back in January, the big stay healthy, which that is in and of itself a whole nother set of concerns, and they could make a run at it and win a championship, then that would be freaking amazing, and I think that would prove him correct. In the meantime, tomorrow night against Memphis, so you've got the Mavs and the Grizzlies. Grizzlies 6.5-point favorites. The winners advance to play Oklahoma City in game one. I would imagine probably Sunday afternoon would be my guess, but I do not know that for an absolute fact.
Let's get it started.
Are you ready?
Yes.
Okay, good. I like it. That's just, I needed that enthusiasm.
I'm excited.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Alo, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Alo, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to Shopify.com/Odyssey Podcast to upgrade your selling today. Shopify.com/Odyssey Podcast.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Smart Travel doesn't just cover points and miles. They break down all the financial aspects of your trip, whether that's the best days to book, how to avoid hidden fees, or which fancy travel credit cards pay off, and which ones are just an expensive flex. If you want your travel budget to work harder, then dive into the best deals, products, services, and more with Smart Travel from NerdWallet, wherever you get your podcasts.
And now, two pigeons who can't believe how good humans have it with DirecTV.
These humans are hopping from streaming apps to live sports without batting a wing.
All from the DirecTV home screen.
With just one click, you could be watching a baseball game, a movie on Netflix,
or a critically acclaimed documentary.
You watch documentaries?
I love the ones that leave you with a question.
What?
Exactly.
DirecTV, a better way to watch whatever you want to watch. Visit DirecTV.com.
Internet-connected Gemini device, separate Netflix membership, and additional paid subscriptions required for third-party apps. Restrictions apply.
What about this time of season? For, you got Rangers growing into this. You got, hey, this weekend's pretty big. You got the Dodgers.
True.
Coming into town.
True.
Plus all the this playoffs implication stuff going on.
Now,
the actual playoffs, not implications.
I wanted to ask if you guys liked the Rangers Mavericks Stars Super segment, but I'm going to ask if I can backtrack to the Stars for just a second.
Mm.
So this was really interesting to me. CBS Sports has their power rankings, and we don't necessarily need to dive into the specifics of the hockey power rankings. What was interesting, though, is it shows where they were at the start of the season. So for the Dallas Stars, at the beginning of the season, if you remember, we talked about this a lot. They were number one in the power rankings. And in the CBS blurb, it says the number one ranking looked like it was going to hold for a long time, but Dallas has stumbled at the finish line. The forward group is still the deepest in the NHL, and Ottinger is capable of backstopping the Stars to a cup. The only question is the health of Miro, because Dallas has serious depth issues on the blue line without him. They're seventh in the power rankings right now. So just in this last week, they dropped from 3 to 7. And if you go back to the beginning of the season, that was CBS's number one. That was their pick to win the cup. And in the meantime, you've got a team that is spiraling as bad as you can be going into the playoffs.
Yeah, it's not the look that you wanted for this team by any means. And I know you like to run into things as the overdog.
That's true.
You always like to be the front runner.
The easiest possible path to get there.
And you know me, I'm like, I'm all, again, the sandbagging idea. And it takes a lot of, hey, you better know. You know, if you're going to be this bad going into something, you better know. So that's where my mind is, that I'm hopeful that this was just a rest, and then they're going to get back out there and be the team they were.
And somebody dropped this in about the Mavericks. I'll just tell you, fan however you want. I don't totally understand this opinion, and I don't agree with it at all. From the 469, I wouldn't care if the Mavericks won 5 championships in a row. I will never be a fan again. If the Mavericks starting next year won 5 championships in a row, like, I, by the way, you are not alone in that opinion.
I'd still be upset that I lost Luka, but I would be like, man, they saw something I did not see, and they had a vision that I was not aware of.
And they were correct. Now, that's not going to happen, but just throwing it out there. We're the KNC Masterpiece right here on 105.3 The Fan. And right now, it's time for the return of the Moral Compass.
Oh!
And by the way, for people asking where the Avalanche were in the power rankings, they started the season at 15, and I believe they were 5 or 6 just ahead of the Stars going into the playoffs. And then somebody brought up, what about the Rangers in 2023? I'll tell you this. I will call Reggie on the phone. If the Stars make the run to the Stanley Cup final, and I will say I no longer believe in momentum translating into the playoffs, because I will have seen a 2020 Stars team that looked like the worst team in the NHL and their round robin bubble thing make it to the Stanley Cup final. Then the Rangers.
So the Rangers doing it wasn't enough.
Yeah.
The Rangers on
that
their
put
own.
That put a huge dent in my believability, in my thoughts about playoff momentum carryover.
Makes sense.
If the Stars make a run now, I'll be like, the hell with it. The Cowboys could be 14-0 and lose their last 3 games, and I'd be like, we're fine. We're still going to figure it out. Like, don't even worry about it.
No, guys, don't. Hey, I've seen this play out before.
All right. So the moral compass today, would you turn in a cheater? So, I'm not trying to steal their bit, but I know that Sean and RJ will do some Ask Reddit. One of the things that came up in Reddit was there's this neighbor. Let's call him, I don't know, Tom. And The guy who lives next to him is Steve.
All right, Steve.
So Tom, on his security camera, saw Steve sneaking over to another lady's house who had just got divorced at 2 in the morning. Now, that in and of itself does not make you guilty, but it doesn't look good. So that lady just got divorced. You're going over to her house at 2 in the morning. It doesn't look great, all right? So he reviewed the security footage, which I have questions about that. Like, if he didn't see this happen in real time, why are you watching your security footage overnight?
Sometimes to see if somebody was walking by your house and did something. Or maybe maybe somebody did something to his yard.
And then he had to look at it, and he was like, wait a second.
Maybe somebody egged his house.
What is... I forgot which order I went in. Did I go Tom first or Steve first? Hey,
what was the lady's name?
The lady's name, we'll say, is Belinda. So Steve went over to Belinda's house, and Tom saw it, and he was like, we need to do something.
Yeah, if you need
this.
To go back to it, I have a drawing.
Okay, thank you. Actually, that is super helpful. That drawing
help
is
you out here.
Super helpful.
This is Tom and his eyes and him seeing the house, and this is Belinda's house, and this is Steve going into Belinda's house.
All right. Steve is married to Mary. Mary's your neighbor. Alec, do you say something to Mary that there could be potential marital shenanigans afoot?
I would.
Ooh. So Tom, you're saying should Tom,
tell Mary that he saw Steve go over to Belinda's house at 2 in the morning, perhaps facilitating a big argument, and then maybe eventually their divorce. What do you think?
I definitely would, because one, I'm in it for the chaos. I always am. I like to see reality TV unfold right in front of my eyes. If I can force that to happen, I'm going to do it. And part two of that is, if it does lead to, you know, any kind of weird shenanigans that are going on, I have an easy rebound right there if I do that. So,
like Shania Twain.
Exactly. So I'm just covering my own bases while also entertaining myself. So I feel like it's win-win for me. I'm doing the right moral thing, but at the same time, deep inside, I'm like, this is fun.
Does Tom, Kevin, in this situation, does Tom have a wife? Do we know if he is married? And does Tom have kids, maybe a pool, a dog? I'm trying to fill out this drawing that I've made here. So I'm just trying to make sure I have everything correct.
I actually do not know the marital status of Tom. So let's say for now, does that impact your decision either way?
Yeah, I mean, because like Alex said here, this is a situation where maybe Tom has always had his eyes, as you can see here, on Mary.
Okay.
And now this is his moment to slide into her DMs,
which DMs are going away soon, by the way, because
X is taking away DMs.
Okay, what?
Yeah, that was announced yesterday.
That is interesting. All right, let's assume
it's something new and better, though.
Tom is 100% happily married. They have 5 kids and is as rock solid as a marriage gets. So Tom is not looking to hook up with Mary.
Okay, mind your damn business then.
Okay.
Seriously, man, unless it's a murder, like this is... If it's a murder, then you need to... Hey, here's my footage. Like, you definitely need to do that. If it's this, mind your business and go on about it. She's going to find out eventually anyway. You don't need to be the one invading their privacy.
From the 817, how about people mind their effing business? And then another person from the 469, not my business. Yep. From the 214, is Mary hot? And from the 817, Belinda must be a hoe.
Mm-hmm.
Look, these are details in the world building that you can put on these people if you want.
Also, I got a question here, Kevin. So Belinda lives across the street from Tom.
Correct.
Where does Steve live?
Steve lives right next door.
Okay. All right. So he's right next door. So this probably isn't the first time.
And also...
And I didn't notice the first time, so I don't care now.
Well, you know what? You or Tom and his wife, what if they're close with Steve and Mary?
Well, you see, this is another part of the situation.
I know, we're going through phases with
this. Is part of the situation. So if they're close with Mary, then it's thruple time with me and her and my wife, and all of our 5 kids are going to have an extra mommy.
No! From the 214, Steve here. You tell Tom, to mind his nosy ass, mind his own business. Tom should confront Steve first, And then the question, if Steve would beat up Tom. Now, there is one more aspect to this story.
I do kind of like the idea of, hey, man, I noticed this. I'm not going to say anything, but I think you're a piece of junk for not saying saying anything to her. So I'm not going to go snitch, but
right.
I would like to tell that man to his face that he's wrong for this. And then he tells me, don't worry, she's been cheating on me for 10 years, and now this changes everything, you know?
All right, so there's one more element to this.
Upside-down pineapples on the front.
Okay,
on the porch.
Look, we're assuming this is not a swinger situation. I don't know that for a fact. So Tom is going to, he's going to follow Corey's lead. He's going to mind his own business. But then Mary walks over to their house. She says that it feels like Tom has been different. He's been going out.
Steve.
That's what I meant. Steve, thank you.
Thanks, my lucky
Mary,
chart here.
Yes, I actually tried to do that because of you. Mary is concerned that Steve is cheating. And she has confided in Tom about it. So now she has brought the problem to your front door with an accusation. Then do you admit to Mary that you saw Steve going over to Belinda's house at 2 or 3 in the morning the other day?
Probably.
Okay.
Yeah, probably at that point. If she's coming to me and she has this inkling that they're in the throes of passionate love together over at Belinda's house, then I'm probably going to be like, hey, look, man, I happened to see something the other night and I don't know what is going on, but if you want to follow this any further, if you want to go any further with this, here's some evidence to help your case. Leave me out of it. I want to be left out of it from here on, though. Do not bring this to me. I got 5 kids.
Yeah.
I got 2 of them are almost going to college. One of them actually is already there.
Sure.
The other one, good gosh.
Joseph.
Yeah, exactly. So there's a lot going on here. I don't need any of this stuff going on with my life, but here is the information.
You have another kid named Tomothy. All right.
That's the middle one.
There are 2 people who go, hey, I just got into my car. What the hell is happening? All right, quick recap, and then I know we got to go. Tom lives next to Steve, who's married to Mary, but he saw Steve stepping out at 2 in the morning to go across the street to potentially hook up with Belinda. Do you say what happened? There are a lot of people who are like, snitches get stitches, mind your damn business. But then there's a couple people who are like, all right, that last part changes everything. If she comes to me and is like, I think Steve might be cheating, then Tom is then obligated to be like, here is the footage I saw at 2 in the morning, as long as you don't have follow-up questions about why I'm watching all of the old security footage of our houses. We're the KNC masterpiece right here on 105.3 The Fan.
Kevin, when you do that, it's one of my favorite parts.
Yeah.
Like your summaries of things.
Yeah.
Always good.
You're welcome. Coming up next, time for the C Block, starring Corey Major.
The Iowa meat truck, and is Scottie Pippen right? Next on The Fan.
Hey everyone, quick shout out to Whole Foods Market. You know I'm all about eating fresh and finding quality ingredients, and that's exactly what Whole Foods delivers. Whether you're grabbing organic produce, high quality meats, or just a quick healthy snack, they've got you covered. Plus, they're all about sustainability and supporting local farmers, which I love. Next time you're grocery shopping, check them out. You'll taste the difference. Spring is the perfect time to refresh your table, and Whole Foods Market has everything you need. Hosting brunch? Picture this. Flaky, buttery quiche, crispy bacon, fresh berries, and of course, cold-pressed orange juice to brighten up your morning. And if you're in the mood for something fizzy, check out their seasonal Italian sodas. Berry Blend and Orange Hibiscus are total must-tries. So whether you're planning a casual get-together or a full-on feast, Whole Foods Market has you covered. Make Whole Foods Market your destination for all spring gatherings.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. That's why Dollar Shave Club makes the razors, but you make the rules. Whether you're going smooth shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Dollar Shave Club products are now available everywhere. Or visit their site right now for 20% off $20 or more and get your products delivered right to your door. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/shaveup and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more. And remember, whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Today's podcast is sponsored by Midi Health.
At any given time, 61% of adult women say they want to lose weight. But for many, that's easier said than done. If you've had trouble losing weight, don't lose hope. Midi Health uses a deep understanding of women's hormones and a combination of weight loss medications to create a customized plan for each user. Midi Health can help you achieve more effective and sustainable weight loss by addressing hormone imbalances. Midi can also prescribe proven weight loss medications that help you experience reduced appetite and increased feelings of fullness. When paired with hormone optimization, you're not just managing your weight, you're also supporting your body's natural processes, which means you can overcome those weight loss plateaus that in the past have been so difficult to move beyond. So if you're ready to combine the power of hormones with the power of weight loss medications, visit joinmidi.com today. Discover how this innovative approach can lead you to lasting success. That's joinmidi.com.
MLB.TV is home to baseball's biggest stars. Watch every out-of-market game, live or on demand.
He got it! This is unbelievable!
Plus, you'll get 24/7 access to MLB Network. Stream every big pitch.
He struck him out!
Every home run.
Gone!
Everything baseball. All season long on MLB.TV. Start a free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
I'm Rhett.
And I'm Link.
And we're the hosts of the podcast Ear Biscuits. We're just two lifelong friends who've been talking about life for a long time.
From being dads to businessmen to all the random things we experience, nothing is off limits.
And now we're talking to you. We're answering your questions, giving advice that you may or may not want to take, and listening to your hilarious stories.
So leave us a voicemail to be part of the show at
1-888-EAR-POD-1 on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.